a Jewish cemetery that was vandalized last February has been restored. Hundreds of headstones that were toppled and broken are fixed, though none of the perpetrators have been caught. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the repair was an international effort.
After news broke that someone, or probably several people, toppled 275 headstones in the Mount Carmel Cemetery in Philadelphia's Wissanoming neighborhood, thousands of people from around the world contributed small amounts of money to the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia, totaling about $300,000. After the work was done, people gathered at the cemetery to sing a prayer for peace. Mayor Jim Kenney teared up while giving a blessing.
I'm a little verklempt.
Kenny, who grew up Irish Catholic in South Philadelphia, said members of the Jewish community have always been his friends and neighbors, and he said he's worried our current politics encourage such desecration.
We have white supremacists and Nazis marching through a college in Virginia with the President of the United States saying there was good people on both sides. There wasn't good people on both sides. One side was nothing but bad people.
The money raised by the Jewish Federation went to repairing headstones, leveling the landscaping, and fixing the security fence around the cemetery. Volunteers provided much of the labor. This is outside the normal operations of the Jewish Federation. President Naomi Adler says the organization usually raises money for combating hunger and poverty and providing education.
We normally deal with the living. We're not going to be able to do this for every cemetery, obviously, but this was such an act of desecration. And to us, an act of hatred, and we could actually do something. So we said, let's do that together.
Mount Carmel Cemetery abuts a public park, Wissanoming Park, where a mural advocating tolerance has been painted since the stones were overturned. The two properties are separated by an aging fence, and the Jewish Federation is calling on the city to be a good neighbor by replacing it. Mayor Kenney said he'll see what he can do. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.